So to move back to fracking, what was your first exposure to fracking? Like, how did you hear about it? How did you encounter
I think it
it?
was the lawsuit with the Vintage. When the city actually tried to sue and they couldn't, they were
They lost
it was a
it.
takings thing. Yeah, it was who had the rights, the mineral rights. And what we're pushing for now is, okay, so that was the law, but why didn't those people know there were gas wells there? They never had a disclosure
Well,
when they
some
went
of them
to.
were actually drilled after the homes were already there.
Exactly. And those people that bought those homes, those brand new homes, had nothing on their mortgage that said there's a gas well that's going to be drilled behind your home. Well, that's another thing that we want to fight for, that people have the right to know if they're going to have a gas well 500 feet
And
behind
they
their
did
home.
improve the notification, but
It's still buried.
but to your original question, yeah, I think that the again the Meadows neighborhood there in the Vintage was what really brought it home.
Also, the well off Bonnie Brae off across the street
Oh,
from
the
McKenna,
McKenna, yeah, the
that
McKenna,
was huge because that's
yeah.
where Kathy,
Yep.
who was the
That I
president,
think
stayed.
that
You
was the
think?
initial.
We went down there for one of those demonstrations,
Yeah.
and
That
we yeah.
was the initial push. Yeah, it wasn't the Vintage.
We didn't want to. We wanted to see who was getting involved first because we did not quite understand what was going on, so we didn't want to go down and become activists. So we went down to that demonstration just to see who was organizing it. And there were a lot of people that we didn't know. They weren't from our groups that had done the local environmental thing over here,
That's
because that was on the
interesting.
other side of town. And we were quite cautious at first.
Yeah, I don't even remember that.
And then we went to Adam Briggles, a couple of his presentations about fracking over at North Texas, and we met some people there as well, and some city councilmen went. But I went to the Vintage meeting when they were
In the fire station.
at the fire
Yeah.
station when they were going to frack over there, and I met Sharon Wilson. That was the first time I met her, and I went with Elise. Yeah,
Yeah, but
and
the
you weren't there, and I went, and they. All I remember is Sharon Wilson got up and said, "You people don't know what you're in for. For 2 weeks, you should get your kids out of town because you won't be able to breathe." I just remember her saying that, and I thought, "Wow, this is really serious. This is really serious." And people were asking questions, and that was the first time I went to that meeting. Ed was out of town, and we were just sort of gathering information. That's what we were doing.
But to add to this, we went to Fort Collins, Colorado to see our son.
Oh,
And
I
we're
forgot about that.
staying in a bed and breakfast. And Carol picked up a magazine that was in the sitting room. And it was an article on fracking by a man named Shane Davis, who was one of the early pioneer activists. And up to this point,
Let me tell her who Shane Davis is. He had worked for the industry and he knew that the workers were getting sick. And it wasn't getting out, that people were getting sick around these wells, because most of these wells were out, like I say, in the country. And he knew how bad it was, and now they were fracking closer and closer to people. And he quit his job and he started going around to any place that would listen to him and gather people, and he would just tell them how bad it was, how bad fracking was. And this was in this article, and he was called a fractivist. And he had a t-shirt and everything, and I said, "Look at this, Ed. He's educating the people about this." And we brought it back and we showed it to Adam and Kathy and the two other people, Rhonda, in the group. There were five of us, and we said, "We can do this too."